Welcome to episode 18 of Life Lean In. Man, today we're diving into five things that will destroy your productivity and what you can do to get it back. Here's the deal. Research and experiments have shown that workers are interrupted as often as every 11 minutes. What? Every 11 minutes, someone gets distracted, potentially distracted from their productivity. What's even worse is that research shows that it takes 25 minutes to get refocused on what you got distracted from. You ever wonder why you feel like you can't get anything done? That's why we are so distracted. And so today's we're going to dive into five things that will destroy your productivity. And we're also going to talk about what you can do to get it back. So grab a note pen and a pad of notes, whatever you got to do to take some notes in this. But let's dive straight into these five things that are going to destroy your productivity and how you can get it back. And then I'll even give you a bonus point at the end that I think will be that you'll find very helpful. So stick with it through the entire thing. Here's point number one. Here's the first thing, that probably the biggest thing that will distract you from actually being productive. And honestly, you're not gonna think it is, but the first one is email. Email. Now email isn't bad, right? But man, it can be horribly inefficient and it can take us off task so quickly. And if you're like me, man, if you try to answer every email when it comes in, man, when you hear that little bing or that little whoosh, whatever that noise is that comes in, and you're like, man, I got to check that email. I got to put out that fire. You're chasing down things and you're getting distracted from the productivity or the thing that you're working on that's really going to, man, knock it out of the park. And so, man, inefficient email can be a huge distraction and it can crush your productivity. Man, everything that you're trying to get done, it gets pushed off and pushed off and pushed off and nothing gets done because of inefficient email. So let me give you some tips. Let me give you some tips that I've learned over the years and I have to honestly often come back to make sure that email isn't getting in the way of my productivity. First is, man, check your email just at specific times during the day. Like when you first get to the office, man, check it the first time you get into the office, when you start work, man, assign it. Listen, assign 15 minutes to check, read, and to respond. All right, then that's one segment, just 15 minutes at the start of your day to check, read, and respond. In that time, you make sure that there's not any fires that need to be put out, which you'll find out when you do this, when you apply this principle, you sign that 15 minutes, you'll find out that there's probably not as many fires to put out as you think there are. Like most of the time, you'll realize, man, some of these emails, they're not as urgent as we think they are. They're not an emergency. And so we need to break the mindset that, man, I just need to respond to every email as quickly as I get them. No. Assign 15 minutes when you first come to work to read, respond to, like, to check your email. Then assign 15 minutes before you leave work to check, read, and respond. Man, then turn it off. Like seriously, put it on do not disturb, and then go home and be home. Like, seriously, don't take your work with you. I know some of you, man, you think the world is going to fall apart if you don't have email going morning, afternoon, and night. But, man, inefficient email can destroy your productivity. It can distract you. Man, I promise you. So use this tip. Assign specific times throughout the day where you check it, read it, and respond. Don't have it on all the time. The second biggest thing that will destroy your productivity is text messages. Yeah, that's right. Text messages. It's kind of like the same thing, right? It's like email where those notifications pop up and we feel like we got to respond urgently and it's all an emergency. No, it's not. Man, text messages can be monumentally distracting. Group texts, you know what I'm talking about? They're even worse, right? I mean, We have a group text for our work. We have a group text for my family. I got group texts for some of my buddies and some friends of ours. And man, those things can, man, someone can post something in that group text and then ping, 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 ping. It just doesn't stop. And so I, over the years, man, I've learned that, man, I put, and not because I don't love these people. I do. I still love my family. I still love the people I work with. I still love my buddies. But man, I put these things on do not disturb. Do not disturb, because text messages, man, if you think you got to respond or read it the minute it comes in, man, it'll destroy your productivity. You'll get off track. Every 11 minutes, we get distracted, and it takes 25 minutes to get back on task. So here's the deal, man. I have an Apple Watch, man, and I put that on do not disturb. I put my phone on do not disturb, so I can't get text messages. And let me give you some tips. And there's some hacks. I'm an Apple iPhone user, so I'm sure that this can apply to different types of phones. You just have to figure out your way. But here's some tips. Man, put group texts on do not disturb. After you've done do not disturb on your phone, do not disturb on your watch, whatever it is, man, specifically go into those group texts and put them on do not disturb. In other words, you're shutting off notifications for those texts. And here's a hack. Here's a hack for you. Turn on, especially on the iPhone, turn on do not disturb while driving. So GPS, there's a GPS system that when I'm driving, it actually turns off my text messages, and it has an autoresponder to anyone who text messages me that says, I'm driving. I can't check my messages right now because of safety. I'll respond, or I'll see it when I get to where I'm going. But here's a hack. You can actually turn on automatically do not disturb while driving. Like, you can turn it on your phone, and here's how you do it. Even if you're not driving, you can turn this on. And here's why this is important. It's the only way my iPhone will auto respond to text messages is by turning on the do not disturb while driving. So even if I'm sitting here at my desk and I don't want to respond or check messages, Here's what I've put. I've turned on do not disturb while driving during the day, and my exact auto response is to my family, to my work, my whoever's working with me, to my friends, whoever texts me throughout the day. My exact auto response is my phone is on do not disturb so that I can stay focused on my work and my family. I will get back to you. I will get back to you. But right now, I've set a priority, man, on my productivity, or I've set a priority on my family. And so I've put on do not disturb while driving so that it can auto respond for me to tell the person, I still love you. I'm still going to get back to you. But man, I'm focusing on my productivity right now, or I'm focusing on my family. Man, this is a huge hack. And it's, listen to me, for some of you, you need to tell yourself, look at yourself in a mirror. And I want to tell you specifically, it's okay to be unreachable. It is okay to be unreachable to get stuff done, or to be unreachable to spend quality time with your wife or your husband or your kids. It is okay. Man, give yourself permission right now to be unreachable, so that you can get stuff done and pay attention to your priorities, like your work and your family. This is huge. It's huge. Here's the third one. The third thing that will crush and destroy your productivity: having an open schedule. What does that mean? So I have an iPhone, and I keep my schedule on my iPhone. I have my daily calendar, and I have my monthly calendar, all that kind of stuff. My assistant has it. My wife has all of the calendars, and we put all my stuff in it. But here's what I've learned. We're big Dave Ramsey fans. My wife and I have been through Financial Peace University, and we're all about what he teaches. And one of the things he teaches is that you've got to tell every dollar that you get where to go. Like, if you're going to budget, man, you got to tell every dollar where to go. You have control of your money. Your money doesn't have control of you. So for instance, man, if I'm sending $100 to the utility company, I'm assigning that $100, and that's where it's going. If I got $500 going to savings, man, I'm assigning where that money is going, and that's where it's going. You assign every dollar. Well, too often, one thing that crushes our productivity is an open schedule. It's the same thing as not having a budget or not assigning every dollar. It's basically saying, man, I'm not paying attention to every minute of my day. I'm not assigning, here's what I'm going to get done from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Here's what I'm going to do from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Man, assign every minute of the day. Even if it's like, I'm going to work out. This is my workout from, for me, man, I work out from literally like 9:15 to 10:15, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And so that's dialed in. That's assigned time. For me, I do a lot of writing. Right? I'm a pastor and I'm a leader and I do these podcasts. So I spend a lot of time writing and preparing to share content. So I set aside time every single week from this time to this time where, man, I don't have meetings scheduled. I don't meet with people. We're not getting into staff meetings. No, none of that. I'm not doing budgeting. No, I'm devoted to writing and preparing and to learning what I'm going to share and about the content that I'm going to share during that time. I got assigned time. Nothing is coming into that time because it's assigned. All right. And so you need to pay attention to your schedule and an open schedule. Man, if you just have it all open and it's like, man, then you can fill it with anything. You can fill it with this and with that. And man, everything seems to creep in and become an emergency. And then it kills your productivity because man, if you were like, man, I am devoted during this time to get this done, you're not going to let anything else into it. So an open schedule, just having an open schedule can crush your productivity. So man, assign every hour of the day. Here's what you're going to do with it. Don't leave an open schedule. Make it happen. Assign what you're going to do and put it into the schedule. Number four, the fourth thing that will crush your productivity, push notifications. Man, I love push notifications. And I actually, if I'm honest, I have a little bit of a disease. So notifications on my phone, they bother me. Like those little red dots that have like one, two, like all the emails, all that kind of stuff. It's almost like a disease that I have. I have to get rid of them. And so I even talked about email and text messages. Man, when I see those red dots, it literally paralyzes me. I'm like, I just got to get rid of the dots. Anyone like that? Man, I'm probably weird, but that's how I am. I have to literally turn off those red dots so that I don't pay attention to them. Yeah. And here's the deal. You have control of the push notifications. Like you don't have to have push notifications for all the ESPN scores. I know guys, I just said that. You don't have to have the score come in every 10 minutes. You don't have to have that. It'll kill your productivity. You don't have to have the notification come in about that new product that's for sale on your favorite website. You don't have to have that. Man, we use push notifications for our church app to help people engage and to get content and to sign up for an event or a serve project or how they can get involved. We use push notifications. So I know that they're useful and they're helpful in your organization. But man, for you, especially during your day, you've got to take control of your push notifications. You have control to turn them off or to keep them on if you want. But listen, if they are killing your productivity, you got to turn them off. You got to do something to change in order to get more from yourself. And I promise you it'll help. Here's number five. Number five is going to be interesting. The fifth thing that will crush and destroy your productivity is you. It's me. Man, idle curiosity. Man, we literally can get on our laptops and just venture off into this thing and that thing. Man, I can pull up separate tabs and just go researching all this different stuff. Or man, I just pretty bird off onto Facebook, or I pretty bird off over here onto Instagram, whatever it is. man, idle curiosity. Man, I dive into something and I'm working on this, and then all of a sudden I'm distracted and I chase this thing over here. And man, just having our phones and our and the internet at our disposal doesn't mean that I should just go chase every little thing that pops into my head in the moment. Man, the second part of you being a distraction to your own productivity is not no purpose conversations. Man, am I the king of this? If you were to ask people in our organization, the people that I work with, man, I like to say that I'm ADD global. Like I can be productive and I can get in the zone, but man, I can also go off and I can go out into our office space and have conversations and ask people questions and get to know them and ask how their day's going. And I can just have no purpose conversations that can literally last for hours because I love who I work with and I love what we get to do. And man, you got to be careful of going out into the workplace or going out of your office or out of your cubicle and having all of these no purpose conversations. Man, it can destroy your productivity. It's good to connect with the people you work with. It's good to have an environment that you love who you work with. But man, no purpose conversations can crush and kill your productivity. So just say, look, hey, I would love to have this conversation. Let's have it after work. Or when we're taking that break during lunch, let's have that conversation. But right now, man, I got to dive into this because I need to crush it and knock it out of the park. And we'll get back to it later. You could be a part of the reason that you're not being as productive as you could be. You could be the distraction to you or to someone else. And here's the bonus point. And this one's going to get some of you. Too many meetings. Man, meetings can kill productivity. They could kill it. That's right. Productivity dies in most meetings. Man, if you're not careful, you can spend way too much of your time in meetings that really have no purpose and it doesn't really go anywhere. You're just talking and talking and talking, man. So here's the tip. And it comes from, honestly, number three, is assign less time on your schedule for meetings. Assign less time on your schedule for meetings. Now, if you have control of your schedule, you can do that. If you're a boss or director, you can make sure that you're productive and your people are productive by assigning less time for meetings. But some of you, man, you might be in a business where meetings that you didn't schedule, but you're required to attend. Man, if you feel like you are seriously losing quality productivity in these meetings, man, I want you to seriously consider this. Man, be bold. Have a conversation with your boss or director. But before you do, be prepared for it. Like write down your thoughts on why you think it could be more valuable to the organization and to the group if you're not in certain meetings. Or maybe even suggest, man, here's how a meeting could be better or could be more productive. And be bold and have these conversations. You want to be better. You want to get better. You want to be more valuable for your organization, man. So take that to your boss and say, hey, let's be more productive. Let's make sure we dial this in. Or maybe I don't even need to be there. Maybe I just feel like I'm just sitting there and I could be doing something else to move the ball down the field. And so if you think you can be more productive not in a meeting, man, make sure that you're, listen, here's what's crucial. If you think that you can be more productive not in a meeting, man, especially if you're going to have a conversation with your boss or director about it, man, you need to make sure that you aren't distracted in all the other ways that I just talked about while you're not in the meeting. Because otherwise, man, you will look like a complete hypocrite to everyone in the meeting and everyone around you, including your boss, and that's not good. So, man, I hope this is helpful to you. I would love to hear from you. What one of these top five things that destroy productivity, or even the bonus point of being in too many meetings, man, which of these distracts you the most? Which of these would you want to work on? Pick one or two of them and just go to work. Apply some of these tips and some of these practical things to help you. man, share with us. I would love to hear from you. Man, comment or whatever it is, because I would love to know if it's helped you or how it's going. And as always, if it is helpful to you, consider sharing this with a friend or a coworker. Subscribe wherever you digest this content. Man, you can find Life Lean In on YouTube or Apple Podcasts now, even Spotify. So man, remember, nobody is perfect. We are all in progress. We're growing. Never stop learning. Never stop growing. And keep leaning in.